Are you a cake maker running a business or a business owner making cakes? Hi, I'm Sammy.
Hi, I'm Bronya, and welcome to the Business of Cake Making.
Hello, and welcome to episode 16.
Episode 16. Should we explain to the listeners why we've suddenly said 16 when we've never done that?
Yes.
Right, we've had a break. Sammy, tell us about the break.
Well, I moved house and we went from really slowly moving to, oh gosh, we've got to move out on the 23rd of October and your new place won't be ready until the 20th of November. So we then went and had a small holiday in a static caravan, because that's all we could find in Gosport, and it was lovely, but that was during lockdown. So consequently, my life has been just one big move, not move, move, not move. And we've moved into our new place and we've had a few problems. So now we're kind of getting back to normal. We're going to start decorating the new studio storage space next week.
So,
yes. So, and I'm up and running, and I've informed the environmental health officer. So there we go.
And most importantly, you have Wi-Fi now.
Yeah, I have. Oh, I've forgotten about that.
you are connected again.
Yeah, I've forgotten about standing out, leaning out of a window, trying to get connection because I'm on the side of a hill and there's no. You'd think when we've moved closer to Southampton, you'd think the reception would be better, but no, it's actually worse. So, and I'm sorry if the dogs bark because I've got them with me today. But
oh well, that's okay. We don't mind doggies.
Yeah. Good.
Mine have now settled down after their walk, so it's all calm in my house at the moment. Yeah, but we have had lots of planning calls, so we've got lots and lots,
yes,
ready to go forward for the podcast.
And we have a guest booked, hopefully for next week, because she should confirm. That's quite exciting as well.
So we've got lots of guests that we want to talk to. We've got lots of things we want to talk about, and we've got a guest booked. So hopefully. I know we've had a month off, yeah. But
back
we're just
on course now.
We are back on it.
Crack the whip.
Oh, fingers crossed. Yes. So this week we are, because we've had a bit of a break, we are going to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
Because there's been some news this week about weddings, which we think is positive. And we're going to talk about COVID, and then we're going to talk about business plans, which sounds terrifying and official, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's actually quite nice to do a bit post office-y, which I quite like doing.
Post office-y. Okay. Sammy sent me a message earlier about I've been setting up my desk and I can't find a desk that looks Pinteresty enough.
Yeah, there's no desks out there because everyone's working from home because of COVID. I'm going to leap into COVID then and start.
Right.
Chatting about that because Boris made some pretty good announcements yesterday, and with the new vaccine coming out and mass testing as well. So I've just read up on it, and there's going to be mass testing, and the vaccinations should be going out, and before Easter the majority of us hopefully will have been
done.
Exciting. Yeah,
so I mean they're actually saying that the first vaccines are going to be probably after. So when we're recording it, I'm going to say early next week, but by the time this goes out, people have already had their needle in them.
It's exciting, isn't it? After the year we've had.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Pants. Mega size pants. Bridget Jones pants.
Tuck your boobs in them,
yeah,
pants.
It's really nice to look forward and think, so
I feel like 2021, because I was getting really down with thinking, oh, you know, planning for 2021, it's just gonna be more of the same, but I feel like it's not anymore.
No, it actually looks a little bit more sunny.
Yes,
quite nice. So December,
right, so you've been doing lots of reading.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Talk to us. go on.
It's still going to be a bit hazy between December 2020 and March 2021, but because there's still going to be continued restrictions, but you are going to be able to have your micro weddings. So 15
Perfect.
People can attend, which is really good. And that's Boris has given that the thumbs up. And Glamour UK magazine posted just a few hours ago, they've done a big massive article, is my wedding likely to go ahead in 2021? And then the little tagline was, it's looking hopeful, according to Hamish Shepherd, founder and CEO of Bridebook. So you could always go and check out that interview. But so things are still a little bit up in the air because we've got to get from here to March. Or...
But to be honest, how much happens from here to March anyway?
Yeah. I think weddings booked for March next year that were meant to go ahead in 2020. But
I've got weddings that postponed from March 2020 to March 2021, and now they've postponed to March 2022.
Well, my February wedding's has transferred to 2022. And an April wedding contacted me yesterday, but I don't know yet. I'm just waiting to hear what these bride and grooms do, because I guess they're up in the air. They don't know either. Yeah. But
I think one of the biggest things that's going to really affect me, and I don't know other people, but early on in the year, it's that wedding fair consultation that I think that's the bit that's going to be hit. It's the sales salesy bit, I guess.
Well, I have been contacted by a lady that I go to her wedding fairs, and she has booked in for wedding fairs from February. She's got them.
Wow.
So I've said, oh well, yeah, I'll put down that I'll come along. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, you know. I've got one booked in that I've paid for, which is the unwedding, and that was meant to have happened, I think it was like early last year, and then they postponed it to November, and so I've still got that money sat there to do the unwedding, but we've just got to wait to see what date she puts on it.
That's
at the moment.
I think basically it's going to be a waiting game now for the next few months. So you've got to make sure that you've got to get in for your grant if you're entitled for one.
Yeah, if you're eligible.
There's another one coming up. And make sure that if you're applicable.
Applicable. Yeah, you had it right the first time. Applicable.
Yeah. Universal credit.
and then you thought about it.
And then I started reading it. I'm not going to say it again, but check if you're can claim universal credit if you're really struggling. You could do things like, you've got Christmas coming up. I know this is less than a month now. Oh gosh, it's about 21 days, isn't it?
Shush. Yeah. But
yeah, so you can get in, have a look around, see what people are doing or not doing, and you could get your niche market ready, like charcuterie boxes.
Yeah.
Which I haven't spoken to you about that yet, but I think I'm going to be doing a couple of those, and you could plan ahead. So now we've got this like period of, oh, it's going to happen next year, hopefully. Yeah. We can start planning. You can make your new dummy wedding cakes.
Yes, it feels like, because up till now I haven't done any dummies. No. And I did a few. I've done a lot of styled shoots this year, but other than that, I haven't really got anything to show at wedding fairs.
No.
Because I thought, well, what's the point? They're just going to get dusty. They're just going to get manky.
Well, I collapsed all of mine down when we moved.
Yeah, you took yours apart,
all my
didn't you?
Cakes, polystyrene dummies are in boxes waiting for my creations. And I have done some designs, and I've got loads of things going on in my head. So now I just need to get it out of my head and actually do it.
Do you not think, though, because I've had sort of like, it's been that situation that you want to be creative, but you don't want to be held back being creative.
Yeah.
But now it's almost like the red light, and it's like, right, okay, just, I've got to get all this out now.
Yeah.
It's all got to happen now.
It's just, you know, that bit just before the starter gun goes and we're all stacked behind the line going, brum, 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 brum.
Like coiled springs ready to go. Definitely.
Hopefully there won't be any false starts. So,
stop.
So, and you got to think, I was contacted last year by brides right at the very beginning of lockdown who were thinking about getting married, and then all of lockdown happened. I've kept all of their details, and now I'm going to start emailing them again, saying, you know, we're coming out of this. So you have to project ahead and think, but I've got to plan this. I've got to get in touch with them and start the ball rolling again. Start posting on social media.
Yeah. Make yourself visible. Be out there.
Yeah. So
because they will start. I mean, Christmas is the busiest engagement time.
Yeah.
And I reckon this year is going to be really big.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently there's been some bumper sales of engagement rings or something already this year.
Really? Oh, exciting.
I'm sure I saw someone posting the other day that there's been like a bumper sales of engagement rings.
Yeah.
So if you're visible now, when it comes to people looking, you know, because they say that people don't know they're looking they don't know you're there until they're looking or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm completely butchering what I'm saying.
I know what you mean though, but I'm not going to catch you up on it because I know I'll go wrong.
But it's that thing, just be visible, be there, and then all of a sudden, you know, that people will be looking and there you are.
Yeah, that's right.
My
one of my best friends works in the maternity unit, and they're just about to go into the boom of lockdown babies all
my
popping
God.
Out. So they're well prepared for that. So in turn, you could prepare for the weddings. So,
yes.
Yeah. Get out there. Get posting on social media, even if you hate it, like me. I hate social media.
You've been so good though recently.
Yeah, I haven't posted yet today, but I have taken photos of me with my headphones on, ready to post after I've done the podcast. Because as you know, I'm doing Wear Something Red for every day of December, or until the 25th at least. So I've got my red jumper on, and I look very seasonal and nice and warm.
So festive. I'm wearing black.
So you should try a bit of red. You should choose a colour and try and get it into your wardrobe every day. It's so hard because you think, oh, yeah, I can do that, no problem. And then you're like, oh, I haven't actually got anything. But I've managed it so far, all ethically sourced as well.
Yeah, but can I point out, we are recording this on the 4th.
Yeah.
You've done 4 days.
Yeah. I've got another few to go, 21 at least. So I've been buying off of eBay, and I've got some headscarves coming that were 99p.
Oh well, yeah, see, so, scarves and accessories, you'd be absolutely
that's
fine.
That's right. Yeah, and you can like change things up. So I'm happy.
But we digress.
We do. Right. I'm going back to if you do decide to do something different whilst you're waiting for the wedding season or cake season to start again, you must check with environmental health that you're covered. So if you're doing meats, than before you were just doing bakery, you need to check that you're covered. And I think it's different with each a council or authority.
Yeah, it's always best to go back to your own council and double check. Definitely. Don't put on a Facebook group, what do you think about this? Because someone might reply from Yorkshire and you're sat in Cornwall and it's not relevant at all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the same with alcohol as well. Because you should
alcohol have definitely. I mean, I've got a private license, personal license, because I used to be a manager at a pub.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that. But my premises isn't licensed.
No.
So I still can't sell.
No.
I would have to license my premises. So definitely you cannot sell alcohol. You cannot sell little bottles of alcohol. You can put alcohol in your cakes.
Yeah.
You know, you can feed your Christmas cakes with alcohol.
Yeah. And.
But you can't sell the bottles.
So I'm doing a cake this weekend, and she's having a bottle of champagne in it, but she has bought it and I'm going to be using her bottle. So that's how we've got around it.
Yeah.
Because you
don't want to be done.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Because I think the fines are massive.
They are.
And going back to niche markets, you mustn't forget that I missed out on Halloween, but I don't think you did because I was moving. But you've got Christmas coming up. You've got Valentine's, Hanukkah, Mothering Sunday, Father's Day. So if you think ahead and target those days and do your social media and everything, you can actually make a lot of money
Can I do a little plug for this? So if you go to the daisycakecompany.co.uk website and you click on shop, there is a list of 52 social media prompts.
Oh, yes.
But also, down the side, I went and I found all the relevant dates, like calendar dates through the year. So like Mother's Day, Father's Day, National Cream Tea Day, and all of those. And that, so that's on that list. With that 52. So you've got 52 social media prompts that will get you one a week at the very least, plus all the like the really relevant calendar dates.
Yeah.
And you can really plan ahead with them as well. Like you say, I mean, I did Halloween. I've done some Christmas stuff and it's doing quite well. My neighbour said to me the other day, you're doing Christmas Eve boxes, and I have absolutely no idea what to put in them. So I'm not sure whether I will or not. But yeah, definitely plan ahead.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is the next biggie after Christmas. Just get on it. Straight away, get on it.
Yeah. Well, there's New Year's Eve, because I'm going to target my little boxes for Christmas Eve boxes, but not for children, for adults with your cheese and biscuits and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And same for New Year's Eve.
I might order one.
I'm delivering them. A bit far to come to you.
Yeah, a bit far, but
I can stick one in the post.
Yeah, I might order it anyway. But no, yeah, it's there's so many opportunities that you need to be just a bit creative.
And check on Facebook, because at the moment there's loads of people doing Terry's chocolate eggs and making them into things, and they're absolutely brilliant. They look fantastic. Yeah. But quite a few of my cakey friends are doing it already, and I didn't feel that I wanted to just step on anybody's toes, because I think I've moved into the area where there are a couple of them are living. So you have to think out of the box. Think, oh, what can I do that's going to catch people's interest and the market isn't saturated? God, that sounds really cool, doesn't it? I'm very impressed. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do see what I know what you mean. If, you know, if there's already people out there doing it, you don't want to
step on their toes.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's one of those things, isn't it? If it's already out there, it means that there's a demand for it.
Yeah.
But if you've got friends that are doing it, then it's a little bit different.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just nice anyway. I just want to say as well. Oh no, that was for something. We're going to talk about that later. Sorry, I'm going ahead.
Okay.
So I'm nearly finished on my little chat. I was just saying, if you want inspiration for your new designs or for the new year, really have a look on Instagram and Pinterest. Because it will help you with new colours. But don't look at people necessarily doing cakes. Look at the season, look at colours. I'm really into kitsch at the moment. So
I'm so into kitsch.
I'm following those headings on Instagram.
I would definitely second the don't look at other cake makers.
Yeah, because I'm awful. And it knocks your confidence, because you keep going.
Yeah, because you start to compare yourself and you'll never be as good in your head as the next person. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. Find your own thing and look at other stuff that is not cake.
Mark and I went for lunch at a restaurant just before second lockdown, and the menu was absolutely amazing. Not what was on, well, the food was amazing as well, but the actual colours, and I've taken photos of them, and I definitely am going to be using the colours that they've used.
Yeah.
So
I've started following certain artists that really relate to me and things like that. And like you say, it's the colours, the shapes, and you just start to get inspired about what you can put in your own cakes that isn't the same as another cake maker's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always quite liberating.
Yes. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Definitely. Yeah. A new colour palette, new season. Get COVID behind us. Because you've got to remember, 100 years ago, they had the World War, and then they had the flu epidemic, and then you have to remember they had the Roaring Twenties. Somebody has said to me, that could happen to us. We could come out of this. Everybody's been miserable for this last year, and now we're all going to go crazy and wild.
Are we on the precipice of the new roaring 20s?
I jolly well hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I so hope so.
After this year has been a bit dire. So that leads us nicely into you now.
Into business plans. Doing a business plan. So I've never written a business plan.
Nor have I.
Right. And business plan, I think the reason I have never written a business plan is because they sound so official.
Yeah.
You know, it's the sort of thing that you in your head, you're thinking, I've got to put forecasts in, I've got to, and it's all about getting finance from a bank and all that, but it's not.
No.
Do you know, it's not, we did write, I didn't write it, Jules, my husband wrote it, a business plan when we had the shop. And the reason it was a forecast of what we wanted to earn, what we had to take, our takings had to be to cover costs and everything. And that's the only type of business plan we've ever written. Well, that to me just is so boring, so dull. So, but since looking at business plans, I've actually written one as I've been researching this.
Yeah.
And it's actually really helpful.
Yeah.
And it only takes like a morning. It takes half a day tops to do it. And it's a document that's like a roadmap for you. So you have it for you. It sets what you want, like an overview of your business, what your goals are, and where you want to go. And it focuses you. It totally focuses you. And what you do is you put that somewhere where you're going to see it. So don't write it and then hide it in the depths of your computer somewhere. Mm-hmm. Write it, print it off, or put it on your phone and have it and keep going back to it. Review it. Review it quarterly, review it monthly, keep going back to it. Change it if you need to. Change it if it doesn't fit what you're doing. But just have it there. Just to focus you, because otherwise you can go off in so many directions.
Yeah. And so many put dates into your diary, because if you were in an office environment, you would have your meeting and you'd go, right, plan of action, we'll meet again next month to do this, that and the other. But when you work from home on your own, you have a tendency to not do that, because
you just kind of bumble along. I mean, you're completely right. When I worked, I worked for 10 years for a dance shoe manufacturer, and we would have a monthly sales meeting. We would have a monthly planning meeting. And every month you'd have to be accountable for it as well. You'd go away with actions and you'd have to come back and be accountable for those actions.
That's right.
And it really does focus you. And this year there was a thing, I don't know whether you remember, back at the beginning of this year, there was a thing about the word of the year. What's your word this year? And my word this year was focus. I decided that's what my word was. This is before COVID.
Yeah.
you know. So my word this year was going to be focus. And I had it written right across the front of my diary, had it written right across the front of my notebook. And so whenever I went off on a tangent, I thought, no, I've got to come back to, you know, I had certain things that I wanted to do this year. I didn't actually write any goals, but I had things in my head that I wanted to do. And it did make me focus on them.
Yeah.
So yeah, make it actionable.
Yeah.
But I do have written in big capital letters, don't get stuck in planning mode. Because we all like a bit of colourful stationery.
Yeah. Well, then,
and we all like a walk chart.
Post office effect.
Yeah. We all like a colourful wall chart and coloured pens. And whilst it's really important to have a plan, you actually do have to action your plan.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's all good and well saying, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then if you don't do it, you're kind of stamping on your own toes.
Yeah, what's the point? So what could be in your business plan? So I have a list of things that could be in your business plan. So firstly, your client summary,
I thought you were going to ask me what was in my business plan. I was panicking then.
I haven't read the notes.
I've got them in front of me. Carry on.
Right. So first thing you can put in is your client summary, which is basically your ideal client.
Mm-hmm.
So we've spoken about ideal client before, how important having an ideal client is. If you don't know, if you haven't heard it, I would refer you to, which one was it? Let me just double check. Season 1, episode 4 with Lex.
Oh gosh, you're cool.
I'm saying because I've got the Trello board open. Yeah, season 1, episode 4 with Lex Fleming. There's also a blog post on the Daisy Cake Company website all about ideal client, because it is so important to know who your ideal client is, because everything is targeted at that point. So write your ideal client. The second thing, which I think is quite good to have, is a vision statement, which sounds so, I don't know,
arty.
Away with the fairies, doesn't it? So a vision statement is something like, my vision is to, and I've wrote in the notes, I won't drop the F-bomb that's in there, but my vision is to provide people with awesome cakes that they can only dream of, that they would never expect to have at their wedding, which are untraditional. So it's like,
it's a little
just
bit,
putting out who you are.
Yeah, it's a little bit like writing out what you want to achieve in as an 8-year-old to your 20-year-old self.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's like people do manifesting as well, don't they? They manifest stuff. And,
and
that's what your vision statement is. Mm. So none of this is going to a bank manager. So you can be as flowery and as creative as you want about this.
Yeah.
It's your aspirations.
Yeah.
So then your brand summary. So put in your brand summary, Now are we hoping to get an expert on brand to talk to us soon?
I hope so.
We've talked about it, haven't we? That's one of ours
that
we're going to...
Is that one of our guests that we've got written in?
Yeah, I hope so. Because brand is really important. And brand isn't just your logo.
Yeah.
Brand is everything. So brand is your brand voice. If you could imagine your brand as a person, what would they be like?
Yeah. But yeah.
You know,
are they the teacher, the teacher look, or the post office look? Or
are they a bit slony? Are they a bit artistic?
Yeah. Are they, you know, are they ho?
Yeah, exactly. What, you know, so if your brand was a person, what would it look like?
Yeah.
And then things like all the visuals, you know, like your logo, your colours, and the voice that you use when you're, you know, so like your copy. So are you very corporate when you speak, or, you know, so the words that you use?
Yeah, I find it quite hard. I like to try and be me, but I've been programmed to talk as if I'm today, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I find it really hard to not do that, even though I don't want to do that. I just want to be me.
I think also because I've spent, you know, like 25 years in the corporate world.
Yeah.
When I rewrote my website, which I did this year, I had to really double check myself. Mm-hmm. And I actually had to get other people to read it for me to say, am I sounding too corporate? Because I don't want to be corporate.
Yeah. I want to be more natural.
And you're just so programmed. And I think, I don't want to be ageist, but I think the older you are, the harder it is.
Yeah, I think that as well.
Because we're more set in our ways.
Yeah, that's the youngsters don't to necessarily talk like that. Yeah.
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 So your voice and your words that you're using. So that's part of your brand summary. Next is your market. Look at your market. What is your market? How do you fit into your market? Do you have a niche in your market? What is the competition in your market? Who else is out there? Who do you aspire to be like? All that kind of stuff. Now, just write. It doesn't have to be, you know, you're not trying to prove anything. You just, you know, get it out there on a piece of paper.
Yeah, because you're writing it for you, really, not, like you said, not the bank manager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you're writing it for you. And then when you review it in 6 months' time, and someone that you could have aspired to be like, actually you don't want to be like them anymore, so you change it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, products and services, a summary of what you're offering. So what you're offering, are you offering just wedding cakes? Are you offering wedding and birthday cakes? What your style is. And I've also written what you aren't going to offer.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Important.
I thought that was very, very important, because I so often get requests for things that I'm like, oh, I can do it, but I don't like doing it.
You don't want to do it.
And I don't want to do it, but I'll give them a quote. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Don't. Yeah. Just say that's not my thing. And I mean, so for me, there are things that I now know that I've really decided on that I am not going to do. But I've made a point of finding people in my area that will do them. So I know that I no longer want to make sugar flowers. It's just something that I don't want to do anymore. I love them. I think they're beautiful, but I don't want to make them anymore. But I've made sure I know at least two or three other cake makers in the area that will make drop dead sugar flowers, and I will recommend them every day.
Yeah.
Because if you're helpful, rather than just going, nope, not doing it, if you're helpful,
they
remember
you the
good.
Next time. Yeah. They'll go, oh, you remember that lovely lady?
Yeah, it looks good
blah,
on you.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. But to write down what you're not going to do, I think sometimes is as important as writing down what you do want to do.
Because there's severe allergies, I won't do. For sure. Because it's the scary. Line is so scary. I had a nut allergy this weekend and I was like, oh, you know. Yeah. And they didn't say to me, oh, it's okay with traces of nuts. But when they collected the cake, oh, it was all social distance, of course. But when they collected it, I went, there may be traces of nuts in my kitchen. And they were like, oh, no, they're fine with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just little things like that.
Yeah. There's certain things that you just got to draw a line on and you say, I don't do them. Yeah. Right. So then the boring bit, pricing and financial.
Uh-huh.
You need to set financial goals and set financial requirements. So they're two different things. So you have a financial goal, which is something that you want to make. Uh-huh. And then you have a financial requirement, is something that you have to make in order to live.
Uh-huh.
And then from that, you can set your pricing. And we've had a whole pricing episode.
Yeah.
Hold on. Which one was that? Season 2, episode 3. We have spoken about pricing, but things like setting financial goals. So say, for example, you need a certain amount. So say you need £10,000 a year to pay your bills, pay your mortgage, blah, blah, blah. Then you need to work out what you need to actually take.
Yeah.
You know, so what is your annual take for that? And then from that, break it down into monthly, weekly, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But if you don't have that realistic goal, want for a better word, you're pissing in the wind.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing or how much you should be taking.
Yeah. How much you need to take.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing that we did do when we had the shop. We had a certain set of money that we had to take. We knew that we had to take a certain amount of money. And that was like our goal, our financial goal every month.
So yeah.
To go to pay rent.
I've always been lucky enough that we've been able to live off my husband's wages. But now he's been made redundant. Well, he took voluntary redundancy. My job has changed slightly, and I'm having to project what I need to be earning.
Yeah.
Post COVID.
Yeah. So you're. I mean, it's suddenly become a bit more real and a bit more important.
That's right. Yes. Definitely.
For you. Yeah. But if you don't know those things.
No.
Then you might think you're doing really well, and actually you're not.
No. That's right. That's right. Which I have actually taken our previous episodes, and I have instigated some of the things that we have said previously. So it does help.
Yeah. Do you know, so much of what we've talked about, I've learned myself.
Yeah.
Learned from myself.
You know, and even though you know it, sometimes going over it refreshes you. It's like going on a course.
Yeah. Actually, sitting down, it makes you sit down and do it. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
So although it's boring and it's very dull, your pricing in your financial statement is actually quite important.
As I said to my sister the other day, who was doing a boring exam, I said, it's only boring if you make it boring. If you make it interesting, just sing it and it gets happy and you'll learn it quicker.
I love you. Just sing it.
Yeah.
Oh, Right. Okay. So processes. You can also put your processes in your business plan. So things like your admin. Are you going to do all your emails on a daily basis? Are you going to do your emails on a twice daily basis? That sort of thing. Are you going to do deliveries? Will you do tasting sessions? Mm-hmm. And like the sales journey for the client. So what is the journey from the time that they first see your website or you on Instagram or wherever? What is the journey that they will take? You know, how will you email people? How will you respond to them? How will you communicate with them? So all that kind of thing that you can put in. And lastly, which is probably the biggie, is marketing. What is your marketing plan? So where are you going to market? How often? Do you have a budget for it? Is it all going to be free on socials? And how are you going to implement that plan and write, you know, where you want to plan with it?
Yeah, because you can't just go, I'm going to start a business and then expect it all to come to you. Sort of thing.
What all this does, when you put it all together, so you've got your client summary, your vision statement, your brand, your market, your products, your pricing, your processes, and your marketing. When you look at all that, not once have I mentioned baking a bloody cake.
No, you haven't. No, there's no cake making there.
Yeah, and that's what you've got to think. That's what you've got to be realistic. When you are in a business, you really have got to be realistic about actually how much work there is in the background. But if you write a plan and you have this vision that is there with you all the time, it'll just keep you on track.
Yeah,
definitely. And you can do the fun bits like baking the cakes.
Yeah, or doing a post office.
Yeah. Or you can go and buy a post office.
Yeah. No, because I'd hate it because I can't actually count. So I just like the whole like laying it all out. And I didn't have a little post office when I was a child. You know, the little kits that you buy.
Do you know what I had as a kid? I had a trolley, a supermarket trolley.
So lucky.
Little plastic things. I think there's a picture of me about three walking around with this supermarket trolley. That's what my mum might say. Oh, well, that's what my family thought of me as a three-year-old. I would be shopping.
I had a chopper bike. There you go.
No.
It was my sister's passed down. But even so.
Well, Jill. Yeah.
Sorry, we digress.
Again. So all of this, so something else that you can also put into your plan are your goals. So your short-term and long-term goals, but we are going to do a whole separate episode on goal setting, aren't we?
Yes, definitely.
Because it's so important.
I've already started making notes. So
have you?
Yes.
Have you ever set goals before?
I have. It's like on New Year's Eve. I don't like to set a New Year's Eve resolution. No. I like to write down things I'm going to achieve in the year. So, and I've done that actually for a few years. And,
okay.
I found my 2021 the other day and it was sad. So I tore it up and threw it away because a lot of the things I just couldn't achieve.
Yeah. And I think that's I set goals for the first time ever for 2020.
Yeah.
And it's just been blown away. Yeah. So, but we're going to be positive we're going to have another episode. It might be December, it might be in January, but we're definitely going to do an episode on goal setting.
Yeah.
Get us on track. But I think for the end, like I say, I've done this business plan thing. I know it sounds like a lot. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those things that you can put into a business plan. I'll put them on the website in the show notes. And it literally took me an afternoon to write it.
Yeah.
Well, because I've
written down as you've been speaking what you have said. And I think I shall sit this evening and make my goal plan.
Because it's stuff that's already in your head. You don't have to go and research it because it's stuff that you already know that you want to do. Yeah. You're not writing it in some fancy language. No. You're just writing it for yourself. But it really will focus. And also, I think from that, you will begin to be able to build goals from it.
Oh, I did write something down. Where have I put it? I've lost it now. Where write your goals, your marketing plan down like we've been discussing, but discuss it with someone you live with or a friend or something, so that it's not just you who knows your plan. There's somebody else there who can go, how's it going? How's your marketing plan?
Yeah.
What have you instigated? Blah, blah, blah. So, yes.
I think also if you're lucky like us, you know, we've got each other and we check up on each other. Yeah. Like, check in, I should say.
Here we go. I found my note now. It says, when establishing goals and objectives, try to involve everyone who will have the responsibility of achieving those goals and objectives after you lay them out, i.e. your husband or cake wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Just check in and get them to check in with you as well. Say to them, please just say to me every so often, how's it going? Yeah. Where are you getting to? Otherwise, you are just living in your own little world, and that's quite scary.
And don't forget to make time for yourself.
Yes, always. Yeah. Always. Yes.
Right.
Well, I think, are we done?
I think so. Yeah, we've done very well.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've covered a lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we will do our normal. If you want to follow us, rate us, review us, please do so. The more rates and reviews and follows we get, the more we show up in searches. So please do. If you want to get the show notes, please go to daisycakecompany.co.uk and click on podcast. If you want to get any of the blog posts, they are sparse, but I'm doing more of them. Go to daisycakecompany.co.uk and click on blog. And I think that's everything. Oh, and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And our Facebook group. We've got a Facebook group too. God, yes. Come and join us in Facebook. Yes. The Business of Cake Making Facebook group. Come and join us.
Yes.
I think that's everything now.
So much to remember.
Yeah, I should have written that down.
Okay.
Right, so
and
we will...
And goodbye.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.